Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. Before we jump into the episode, I want to let you know that I've written a step-by-step guide to help you through the process of securing your first role in health informatics by providing you with concrete examples of what roles to search for, common skills requested by employers, example interview questions, and much more. If this is of interest to you, you can check out the show notes of the episode where I have a link to the ebook below. Now, let's get back into the episode. So in this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about patient satisfaction scores and continuing my discussion from the last episode where I talked about some of the considerations when it comes to healthcare delivery, specifically patient wait times and how that can negatively impact patient satisfaction scores, a common health analytic metric. So this episode is part of a series I'm doing, deep diving into common health analytic metrics within the health informatics field. So in this episode, I will talk about how natural language processing algorithms have been used to quantify patient experiences that might be presented in an open text format. So natural language processing is a subset of artificial intelligence and has been used in other areas of healthcare, such as the use of healthcare chatbots to answer frequently asked questions on health system websites. And natural language processing can also be used in sentiment analysis. And this type of classification is used to label whether free text data is generally negative, positive, or neutral. When you think of a hospital system, they could be receiving a large amount of positive, neutral, and negative feedback. And it would be difficult and time intensive to have a team try to sift through that information and probably would be potentially mentally damaging. I'm just imagining people having to go through their YouTube comments when they make YouTube videos and all the negative comments that they receive just as an individual. So I imagine it'd be very difficult for a team or an individual to sift through all this information. So therefore, it'd be helpful to have an algorithm to sort through this data and parse out the common positive, neutral, and negative themes for teams to then action. So as I spoke about in the previous episode, there's many different ways to format your patient satisfaction scores. You can format it in the terms of a survey where people could just have a numerical input that they're entering in, whether it be 1 for a negative experience or 5 for a positive experience. It's also good to have qualitative information in the form of a free text box where you can provide richer context to the score that you're providing. So that's where natural language processing can come in and sort of filter this qualitative information into set buckets, which can then be actioned upon. And when it comes to visualizing your results from the natural language processing algorithm, a word cloud is a great visual, and it usually just looks like a big text box and it has the most common phrases ordered by the text size. And it's a great way to visualize the most common positive or negative words that individuals are entering into your survey. In this article by Khaled Nwab, Natural Language Processing to Extract Meaningful Information from Patient Experience Feedback, they employed a natural language processing algorithm to sort through patient experience surveys from the Press Ganey database submitted between January 1st, 2018 and January 25th, 2019. They found that most of the negative comments were the patient's stay, including climate control, housekeeping, and noise levels. This is key information for hospital staff to be aware of so they can make necessary changes or see how, where the breakdown might be when it comes to the patient experience. So this is a really great way to use artificial intelligence in the field of healthcare, not just solely relying on a tool to make decisions and make predictions, but using the tool in conjunction to help manage work levels and help to make better decisions with the hospital staff, the hospital management, collaborating with artificial intelligence. So the purpose of this health analytic metric deep dive is that at the end of the series, I'll be creating a hospital key performance indicator dashboard in Power BI, which will include all the metrics which I've mentioned during the series. I've heard from many of you that you are looking to create a project that you can link to in your resume when job searching, and understanding the metrics that will be on this dashboard is the first step. In the next episode, we will continue to talk about a new health analytic metric, which will be the hospital length of stay. And so this will be the last metric that we'll talk about in the series. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I'd love to hear from you about topics I should cover in future episodes. Please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Have a wonderful day.